Welcome to Panel Beaters, the show with no winners, only survivors. I'm Death, the Grim Reaper. You're about to hear four comedians battle it out in front of a live audience in an effort to win my favour, and in the end, one of them will die. It's like the Great British Bake Off in the sense that we're hoping Channel 4 will buy it for a crap ton of money. Let the games begin.
Live from Derby, it's Panel Beaters! Nice, excellent, thank you very much. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Panel Beaters, the show where there are no winners, only survivors. We're delighted to be back for season two. I'm going to introduce you straight away to our wonderful contestants. You give them a round of applause at the end. So first off, we have Scott Bennett.
Hello!
Karen Bailey.
Hello.
Phil Padgett.
Guten Tag.
And lastly, Peter Brush.
You're right. Hi. Hi. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the contestants. But as you well know, of course, the thing with Panel Beaters are there are no winners, only survivors. And one of these plucky contestants will not make it through the night. So please welcome to the stage the judge for not just this, but for all of life. Please give it up for the Grim Reaper himself, Death!
Yeah. Can't believe the lack of gratitude of these people. Without me, you'd have to live in Derby forever.
This is very true. So how are you, Death? Are you well?
All right, mate. Yeah, been a good day. Been enjoying the sunshine. I like going out, watching the sunbathers, thinking, soon.
Right, well, without further ado, let's get cracking. Round one is the elevator pitch round, where I throw out some concepts and our contestants have to pitch me their big ideas for them. So first one, contestants, pitch me your ideas for ways to get young people to vote.
Trick them into thinking it actually matters.
I would introduce vaping flavours to represent each candidate. So Tim Farron's is quite fruity, but he doesn't like it, but he won't admit it. Jeremy Corbyn's tastes like corduroy with a hint of geography teacher's stale coffee breath. And Theresa May's is quite strong, but fades quickly, leaving a nasty aftertaste, which is a combination of pensioners' tears and the last of the free school meals.
How are you counting that? Is like, is someone standing there counting the puffs? Because sorry, that sounds.
Yeah, I think that's Tim Farron.
As they get off on a ship, go on.
Who else? Ways to make to get young people to vote?
A free Peppa Pig with every vote.
How young are you thinking we're trying to get people to vote?
I think I thought very young. I'm early.
All right, fair enough. I like it. Toddlers first vote.
Yeah. Anyone else for ways to get young people to vote?
Figure out how to reverse the ageing process.
I would intersperse Pornhub videos at the moment of climax with party political broadcasts.
Anything else, or we'll move on? Going once? One more?
Jeremy Corbyn to drop a grime tune with rapper Stormzy called Bitch Don't Be Dissing My Threads. I'd buy that.
Speaking of which, pitch me your ideas for new circus acts.
A single mother juggling childcare and weekend shifts at Asda.
Anyone else?
Oh, Boris Johnson unicycling over a minefield.
Oh, the beautiful. Now that would make me come.
Yeah, me too, mate.
Right, moving on. Pitch me your ideas for Vladimir Putin chat-up lines.
Girl, I saw you glowing across the room. I think your tea might have been for Litvinenko.
Did it hurt when you fell from that passenger jet I blew out the sky?
Girl, are you a Russian doll? Because I'm going to put another Russian inside you.
Lovely.
Privet bolshoi malchik.
Have you just a genuine Russian chat up line?
It is. It's hello, big boy, in Russian.
He wouldn't be saying that if you're knocking people up for saying that, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Is your body a Western democracy? I think it should be under mine. I'd like to rearrange the alphabet to put you and SSR back together.
Sorry, I did that by mistake, sorry.
Sorry.
That was a chat-up line.
Get your coat. It's Russia and it's really cold all the time.
Are you a journalist? Because I want to take you out.
Fantastic. Any more for any more? No, moving on. Final one in this round. Pitch me your ideas for new rounds for the Great British Bake Off.
A round where they have to literally do the things that cakes are called. So they have to make an apple turnover. They have to make a Swiss roll. And they have to make a puff pastry. And see if he likes it.
This is a round called Soggy Bottom. Contestants bake in the local nursing home and have to guess, but purely by sight alone, which one of the residents is incontinent.
I would absolutely smash that game. I've got a lot of experience. Oh, she'll be a leaker.
This round is called Cake Roulette, where you have 6 cakes on a plate. 2 of them have got strychnine in them. You spin the plate, and we're trying to kill Paul Hollywood and Mary Berry.
All right, 100% in. That is the best suggestion we've had so far. Well done.
To be fair, just something spinning around in front of her might be enough to get Mary Berry at this point. A strong wind has got to be in with a fair shout.
I think they should have a round where they do, like, bakes and all the stuff they bake and stuff, but then they have to, like, have the gluten-free person come round and it's whoever doesn't crack last with the conversation with the gluten-free person. A friend of mine is, became obsessed with... I've got him into trouble because he became obsessed with cutting out wheat products, and I got the terminology wrong and made him sound a lot worse because I was telling people that he'd become obsessed with deflowering.
Lovely stuff. Any final ones for new rounds for the Great British Bake Off?
Due to budget constraints, contestants must work together to put the marquee up to baking. They have to do this in heavy rain as light fades and Hollywood drives round and round in circles, screaming abuse from a transit van. That's the sort of thing he'd do. He's the sort of man who'd shout in traffic.
And ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of the Elevator Pitch Round! Right, on to our next round. This is our party political podcast round. Basically what happens in this round is we ask the contestants to give us their ideas. We're making panel beers into a political party, be pleased to hear. So basically all we're doing is we're developing a manifesto over all the shows in this season. To give you some idea, we did Liverpool last week. And the first thing in our manifesto is everybody gets to kill one person. So contestants, pitch me your ideas for our manifesto.
People who drive 4x4 vehicles should only be able to travel everywhere off-road. Let's see how easy that school run is when you have to go via the Peak District and you can't get Esmeralda to Breakfast Club because Mummy's got a foot caught in a cattle grid.
Some very strong support in the room for that one already. Any other policy suggestions?
Yeah, I think everyone should get one vote, but you're either allowed to use it in the election or the X Factor.
Lovely.
Because there should be more restrictions on voting, because I've spoken to the electorate, and I think if like, there should be, you should either be able to pass an exam or something, or like if you, I think the Labour Party would like to restrict voting to people that have tickets for Glastonbury. But you should, I think, and yeah, some sort of voter restriction. Also, bring back political correctness. Properly bring back political correctness, like thought crimes and everything, like you can dob your gran in for saying poofter and stuff like that. I'd record her and everything.
Dobbing granny.
Only thing is, if granny is watching the Bake Off and she's going, "No, I said pastry, puff pastry."
My gran
in the van, Nana.
My gran won't watch it since the Muslim woman won. So.
Anyone else? Ideas for the manifesto?
Yeah, I've got a couple. I want to impose a 90% tax on Sally Walker, who dumped me in 2008.
Vendettas.
I thought that would get you on side. And I want a social media ban for vague booking. Because I know certain people who do this. Naming no names. Grr. Feeling annoyed.
You okay, hon?
I don't want to talk about it on here.
DM me, babes.
Lovely. Any other manifesto suggestions?
They want to introduce top trumps for MPs with categories such as honesty, sexual perversion, and expense fiddling skills.
Right, we're going to have a vote then. Death, what do you reckon? I reckon the
4x4
was
very popular. Yeah, I think definitely Scott's 4x4 policy. If you own a 4x4, you have to drive everywhere off-road. And I think that should be up against Peter's vote there for... if you use your vote, you can either use it for the X Factor or the election.
Yeah.
Those are my two favourites, so we'll have a public
vote. Do you want to throw in 90% on Sally Walker?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I like Sally. She's a lovely girl.
She's a lovely girl.
You let a good
she's
one
not
go.
On your list, then.
All right, well, so we're going to do this by applause and cheering. So you can only applaud and cheer for one of them, otherwise it's completely pointless. So your two choices are anyone who drives a 4x4 has to drive it everywhere, and you get one vote for everything, so you can use it in the election or the X Factor. So if you like the 4x4 idea, cheer and clap now. And if you like the one vote in every kind of election, cheer now.
Ooh. I think it's about the same amount of people, but the second one were louder, so they win.
Yeah.
What happened?
Welcome
there?
To democracy, people.
Yeah. Congratulations, Peter Bruce. Round of applause at the end of that round. Yay! The final round in this section is the quotes round, special sports edition. So here we go. It's not whether you win or lose, it's...
how you manipulate the FBI to discredit your opponent.
It's not whether you win or lose, it's...
how much pussy it gets you.
Yeah. Right, any more if it's not whether you win or lose? No, okay. Float like a butterfly.
Float like a butterfly, sting is a twat.
Yeah. Float like a butterfly, drown like Whitney Houston.
Definitely that one. Any more for float like a butterfly?
Fuck like a rabbit.
One blow clapped that and went, "Oh, I can't be the only one present cabinet." We know you meant it. Oh, one more.
Float like a butterfly, mince like a butcher. Hang on.
I can make you look really bad by
Tim Farron never gets his meat round there.
Finally, winners never quit and quitters
make lovely duvets. Oh, sorry, that's quilters.
Winners never quit and quitters
call a referendum on the EU.
You're not surprisingly political.
I've got shades, mate. It's all sorts of different gears, you know.
Any more? Winners never quit and quitters
cannot expect to get the same benefits as being in the single market.
I think that is the end of that round.
But
yes,
hit them.
When this got to be too late by then. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of that round and the end of this section. Round of applause. You may notice there has been a change on stage. He's cute, he's cuddly, so we moved the stages and now you can see Scott Bennett. There, that's... Also, we're joined by Bertie.
Who's... I thought I needed all the help I could get and he's got some really good one-liners.
Yeah, and he's all right, he's safe. I don't do dogs, different bloke.
Not even like the like Lassie and stuff.
I'll do one on my way past, but I'm not getting called out specifically for one, is what I'm saying.
Is this just you're a bad driver more than anything else? Oh, God, I can't look at Bertie after just saying that joke now.
I fucking can.
He's slightly boss-eyed as well, so if you look at him, he is slightly cross-eyed.
This podcast has become uncomfortably adorable now. It's it's not really on brand for us. Yes, and more slightly visual than we've managed before. Right, well, ladies and gentlemen, up next is the slogan round, where I give our panellists a product or place or thing, and they have to come up with new slogans for it. Right, so contestants, pitch me new slogans for the Green Party.
The Green Party, it'll be like you never even voted.
The Green Party. When Corbyn goes, we'll be relevant again.
The Green Party, because when did anything organised by hippies ever go wrong?
The Green Party, so good we've got a bin named after us.
All right, pitch me new slogans for Derby.
Derby, not famous for anything. Not even home of the Derby. What the hell is going on there?
Scousers will nick anything.
Come to Derby, the second best place Brian Clough worked.
Derby, for when Stoke is too exotic.
Derby, Rolls-Royce is based here. They make aeroplane engines. Nothing motivates the staff as much as knowing that the thing they are working on helps people to flee this godforsaken hellhole. And he's a new guy in who's doing it, look! He's got a T-shirt on from Rolls-Royce. I tell you what, mate, you're getting these people out of there. You're like Schindler. I bet you hate him, don't you?
Yeah, what a prick. Always meddling.
Okay, give me new slogans for whiskey.
Whiskey, a gateway drink to meths.
Whiskey, the only occasion where it's socially acceptable to praise a 12-year-old for going down easily.
Whiskey, has life been going too well recently?
Whiskey, why not tell your co-workers what you really think of them?
Finally, give me your new slogans for children.
Children, do you wish your dog could talk and was slightly looked a bit more like you?
Children, the only thing less welcome on an aeroplane than a bomb. Children, a small miniature incarnation of you and someone who used to love you.
Children, because life's too short to only wipe your own arse.
Children, giving up on your own ambitions, pass them on to a child.
I was going to say, as the only parent on the panel, I guess you look like you've got like two sheets of these. You want to just do a run of them and get them all
out? I have got. All right, here's another one. Children, for when 45 minutes hiding behind your own shed next to the water butt with a beer feels like a fucking holiday. Not anymore. Got hundreds. Children, for when you tell your wife you've got a gig in Derby, but you've booked a hotel and pretending you're in Glasgow. Children. Children, for when you find your favourite lay-by near your house you can pull into and have a sleep with the other lorry drivers. Children, for when you get a perverted pleasure out of taking the baby monitor into the toilet to watch your wife struggling with both kids.
Scott. Mate, do you want me to, like, move you forward? Your life sounds terrible.
It is, mate. Yeah.
Is that any more, or do you want to...
feel a bit better now.
Better out than in. This is really more of an intervention than it is. Come on. Right, well, I think that's the end, ladies and gentlemen, of the slogan round. Up next is the I'm Not Saying round, where our contestants have to finish the following sentences. So, contestants, please finish. I'm not saying it is rough round here, but...
I'm not saying it's rough round here, but the local playgroup has a darts team.
I'm not saying it's rough round here, but the tuck shop at the nursery has bollards to stop run raiding.
I'm not saying it's rough around here, but more locals get tagged on their ankle than on Facebook.
I'm not saying it's rough around here, but the primary school has antenatal classes.
I'm not saying it's rough around here, but I was just brutally murdered.
Any more for any more? Going once? No? Okay. I'm not saying I'm hungry, but...
I'm considering dating a bunny boiler just to have a cooked meal.
I'm not saying I'm hungry, but the Prime Minister says there are many reasons for hunger.
I'm not saying I'm hungry, but I am a unitary parliamentary republic in Central Europe.
Nice to have geography fans in.
I'm not saying I'm hungry, but the other day I went down the park dressed as a duck just for the bread.
Any more?
I'm not saying I'm hungry, but I'm bordered by Slovakia, Romania, Serbia, Croatia, Austria, Slovenia and Serbia.
Well, someone's got Google. All right, moving on. I'm not saying my granny is annoying, but...
I'm not saying my granny's annoying, but she just keeps repeating the phrase strong and stable.
I'm not saying my granny is annoying, but...
As long as you're white and British, you're fine.
All right, well, I think unless anyone's got one burning through, that's the end of that round. No, ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for the end of that round! And now, big excitement, our final round. It's a whole new round for panel beaters. What happens here is we now give each contestant a chance to make a statement in which they have to try and win your favour. And what happens here is you will get the chance to save one of the four contestants from being judged by death. So we're going to have everyone do a statement. So I'll just start. Scott Bennett, would you like to give everyone... It's your chance to win over the audience is why you should avoid death's deadly grasp.
Well, basically, I'm just going to hand this over now to someone who I think can do a better job of pleading for my life than me. And if you just bear with me a second.
People of the Derby, please save my daddy. He is so desperate.
No, we're going to have to hear that again. She's really suffering.
People of the Derby,
really
please save my daddy. He is so desperate to be liked. He's made me say these words. It's midnight now and I've got school in the morning. Do it for me, please.
She is do this for you. Thank you.
Scarpetta, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, like I say, a risky strategy. Like, it might well get you saved, but if it doesn't, you're in a lot of fucking trouble.
Yeah.
No, I'm just getting ready to do my pitch because I'm going to put my reason on the bar stool here. Which, I know it doesn't work in a podcast, but it's a dog!
Hey! Bertie, the adorable dog.
The reason I want to be saved, it's nothing to do with comedy. It's for this little boy here. He won't have a mummy. And, you know, how could I leave him alone? And he's actually sat on a bar stool here. I'll tell you, I took him to Edinburgh. And at the end of every show, I used to get him out because I did the Free Fringe. And I would ask people and I'd say, if you don't donate, he just doesn't eat. And and the one day I got him on the bar stool and the whole audience were really laughing. And because he'd stay in his basket and he'd be fast asleep. And he came up and he got a stonking hard on. And everybody was really laughing. I didn't notice. I looked down and went, oh, shit, I'm so sorry. And this bloke went, well, he has just woken up.
Thank you very much, Karen Bailey and Bertie. Right, well, so far we've had a lovable child and a lovable puppy. Phil Padgett, you better have some disease we don't know about.
He's well, already got a few we do know about.
Well, a bit embarrassing. I was going to go down the dog erection route. doesn't work quite as well when you don't have the evidence. No. Aside from the shameless pandering of both of these people to my right here with the dog and the children, you know, Bertie's wreaking havoc with Scott's allergies, right? So he's not going to be around too long anyway. And, you know, judging by the experiences that you're having with your children in that round, Scott, they're doing you a favour. So.
Mm. I mean, I should raise the point at the moment that that wasn't actually my kid, so...
thank you very much, Phil Padgett. And finally, Mr. Peter Brush, please tell the people why you should be saved.
Well, I've not had a threesome, so... because I like to have one, but I need to perfect the twosome first, and then I can move on.
Is that when you use both hands?
Yeah. I would use both hands if I could. I always like the idea of having a threesome, but I worry it'd be a little bit like when I used to go to my friend's house when we were kids, and I used to play on his computer games. And you take it in turns, but he already owned the game, so he knew how it worked. So I'd watch him for ages, like, doing really well. And then eventually... it'd be my go, which would be a lot quicker. Because I had no access to the game. No matter how much I, you know, practiced, like, with computer game magazines or whatever. So, you know... Admittedly, you might say opportunities might not come along, and this is worthless. But I just think, you know, it'd be nice to. There's many things I haven't achieved in life, and that's an ambition which hasn't been. And I think it'd be fair considering the, you know, because other people I think have much more interesting sex lives than me. And it'd be nice if I had my day in the sun before I went.
Can I just say I haven't had one either? So can I join you?
Well, we found a way of fixing this problem.
We only need one from the audience.
Oh, God, yeah. Please, one from the audience, otherwise it's the dog.
We've got the dog.
Does it count if the dog's in the room?
Weirdly, this gives us a good theme, because we have to find a way of of them voting. And so what we're going to do is we're going to assign an animal noise to each of them. So Scott Bennett's going to be a cat. So if you want Scott, this at the end, you have to make a meow noise. Karen, because of Bertie, I made this very clear, is going to be a dog. So if you want Karen to be saved, you've got to bark. Phil will be a cow. And Peter will be a sheep. I'll be honest, I'm already regretting this idea, but let's just go with it. One, two, three. I think that was mostly sheep.
I think it was sheep heavy.
I think sheep heavy. Ladies and gentlemen, Peter Brush has been saved.
Not today, Brush. Not today.
So that means one of the other three is now in our finale, gets picked by death. Yep. So would you like to assume the position behind them?
It's going to be a tense one, I think, this one, because everyone's performed admirably, obviously. But, you know, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's dogs. So good luck.
Ooh, badly misjudged. So drum roll, please, ladies and gentlemen. And Death is waving his hand over all three, and he has selected...
M. Night Shyamalan twist, Phil Paget!
Oh, Phil Paget! Oh.
Every time I've done this, I've died.
Yeah,
every time.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Phil Paget off.
Do you want to go throw stones at Thatcher?
Yes, please. So, they're off to throw stones at Thatcher. A round of applause for the departed Phil Paget. And now, please give it up for everybody for what you saw. Scott Bennett, Karen Bailey, Peter Brush, Rob Holland as Death, and of course, Phil Paget. I've been Queen McDonald. Thank you. Good night.
Are you not entertained? If so, why not subscribe, rate and review Panel Beaters by leaving a review on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts from. It really does help. Death is a dead ringer for Rob Mulholland. All the podcast production and technical wizardry is done by Richard Massara. The music is by bensound.com and the design by Ox. Panel Beaters is produced by Queeve McDonald and the show was created by him and Gary Delaney. No comedians were harmed in the recording of this podcast, except for the one I killed, obviously.